You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. You know, it's just been a week since Governor David Ige announced a new state program to help renters who can't pay their landlords because they've lost their jobs. Thousands have applied for help under this new COVID fund. We talked to Denise Isere Matsubara from the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation about the role of the CARES money. Two nonprofits, Catholic Charities and Aloha United Way, are helping to administer the funds.
The response has been pretty good, actually. We've received over 5,000 applications. The phones have been ringing off the hook. I think the latest report combined, they have over 1,000 calls, been well over 80,000 hits to the new rent relief website, which is hihousinghelp.com. And the really good news is that one of the nonprofits was actually able to start cutting checks the first week of the program. And that's what really matters. They're helping. The CARES funds is being put to work, and it's helping people avoid eviction.
Talk about the access by neighbor island renters as well.
The program is available statewide, and payments are made up to $2,000 per month for households on Oahu and $1,500 per month on the neighbor islands. Catholic Charities has an office in each county, and they're also working through the unions and realtors. The Aloha United Way is working mainly on Oahu, but they are starting to broker agreements with credit unions scattered throughout the state. They are also working with Salvation Army and I believe the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center.
So those checks that were being cut this past week, are those here on Oahu?
I don't know exactly island they're coming from, but they're Catholic Charities right now is the only one able to cut checks, so it could have been from anywhere. I'm not sure what island.
I guess the fact that checks are being cut so quickly is a good thing because, you know, we've seen so many people in distress because their unemployment claims, you know, got backlogged. We're talking about a rent check. I mean, that's a fat check to have to cut.
That is a fat check, and it's even fatter when you think that we're making payments in lump sum amounts for up to 3 months at a time. And that just with this first tranche of CARES funds, which is about $50 million. But, you know, there is going to be a phase two, which we hope to launch before the end of the month. And that will cover not only back rent to the beginning of the CARES period, which is March, but also include mortgages, which would go back to the beginning of CARES period as well. So even deeper help with tranche two and phase two of this housing relief program.
What are you hearing out in the community about mortgage problems?
Well, I think it's mixed. Homeowners as well as renters need help right now. And for homeowners, it would really be a shame to hear about homes being foreclosed because people are out of work for extended periods of time through no fault of their own, but due to this pandemic. You know, a home is a foundation. If you've invested your life savings in it, it's devastating. This is the foundation for families. We really want to work towards expanding the program as soon as possible, and we hope to make a formal announcement in the coming week.
What can you tell us about the breakdown on the neighbor islands? Because, you know, we've heard that Maui has taken a particularly big hit because their economy is so tied to tourism. Are you hearing more of the problems, you know, with evictions over there?
I know of Maui having high unemployment, and looking at the stats that UHERO puts out. But this program is a first-come, first-served basis, and there is no allocation by neighbor island. It's first-come, first-served.
So what's the thinking behind that? I mean, shouldn't it be distributed kind of evenly across the board?
That's hard to say. I guess we have to gauge how demand is coming in. If we see a particular overwhelming need from a particular island, then we might have to make some course corrections. But for right now, the key is getting the money out to help families. So I think with this early response, we don't really know at this point. Because the counties are also offering programs as well.
Okay, because, yeah, that was my next question. Is it how is this particular state program different from what the counties might be offering?
It is similar to some of the other county programs that are being offered. Honolulu City and County has their own hardship relief program offering similar amount. The one big difference was that state program didn't have an asset limit. The city just lifted their asset limit. The other neighbor islands, we kind of gauged the monthly rent to be similar so that the state could be a resource to be considered, but there may be a lot of similarities between the programs. It just augments what is available in some counties.
What about the transparency with the data? How are we able to figure out, you know, what's being spent and where it's all going?
So the one good feature is we have installed what they call a smart sheet software. This is the same software that the city and county of Honolulu is using. That was designed on purpose so that the data can somehow be coordinated so we can avoid duplicate payments. And I believe all of the counties will be using something similar except for Hawaii County because they already were on a different software system stemming back to 2018 during the Kilauea eruption.
Okay, but basically you've got some safeguards in place to make sure people aren't double dipping.
Correct. We have to. We're obligated to under the federal rules and regulations.
We saw what happened, though, with the unemployment, where there was just, you know, this outside force, you know, from people offshore that were managing to get in to apply for these benefits. And then, you know, we actually paid out. So are there additional safeguards that we've got?
So that was one of the issues and the concerns that was expressed to our software company, and my understanding is yes, they have designed some safeguards, and ultimately it requires human intervention to press the button and make a payment. So the checks have to be made before then. One of the things that we did do, and we are very thankful actually to the city director of community services, who happens to be a college colleague of mine, reached out early and said, hey, you know, we want to coordinate with you first of all because we don't want to have duplication. So we're hoping that you can use the same software, and secondly, so that we can share some of the issues that we encountered. So hopefully you can avoid them. So when we designed the program, we designed it to avoid some of those issues that they were nice enough to share with us, and that's why we have like this early, I guess, surgence of applications.
That's good. So at least the word's getting out. And then your former classmate is?
Pam Whitty-Oakley.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good for Pam.
We're hoping, you know, it takes only a couple weeks to process and a week to cut a check. And the good news is that you can stay housed. And then the second bit of good news is we hope to expand the program through the governor's executive order to include back rent and mortgage payments, and I believe mediation services as well.
What's the total in the fund for renters?
So the total appropriation was $100 million, and that's going to be less the administration fees that go to the nonprofit. So it boils down to roughly about $88 million in programming dollars.
How much is broken out for mortgage? Have you done that yet? Or
no, not really. Yet. It's okay. Going to be by demand. And okay. You know, one of the key reasons why we really don't set these bars right now is because there is a race to get it out by December. And we want to see how demand is flowing first.
All right. Anything else? Just I guess we need to drive people to the website or to call one of these agencies.
Drive them to the website. That's how you'll get the quicker help. The phone banks are getting overwhelmed, but please encourage folks, if you don't have a computer, you don't have access to internet, you can still call 521-HELP or 211. For Catholic Charities, they do have language assistance as well.
Okay.
And they reported that about 200 callers did need that kind of assistance. So they have that kind of help available.
That was Denise Asari Matsubara, director of the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation, talking about the $100 million available for housing assistance. More details about help for homeowners to pay for mortgages is expected from the governor's office soon.